is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
And welcome back to Weird News. I'm your host, Tasia.
I'm your host, Jordan.
And how are you doing this morning, Jordan?
I'm doing really great. God, the sun's shining and the birds are singing.
I know it's so interesting how the weather always continues to constantly change and change. Like, it was raining the past 2 days, I believe, correct? Like,
yeah, which I'm also a big fan of. I think I'm just optimistic lately, Tasia.
Yeah.
Nothing can go wrong.
Well, it's always good to be optimistic, of course, you know. And you know me, I have a love for my dogs. They are my favorite. Even this morning, my little Chihuahua Bentley, he sleeps with me every night. And as I get ready in the morning, he just stands there and watches me, and then he'll go lay back down. And
if I could say I know one thing about you, it's your love of dogs. I think that would be the one thing that I go, Tasia in a nutshell, dog lover.
Yes, I am a dog lover. I don't necessarily like all dogs or like all situations. I've had my fair share of bad situations with dogs. I've had my own personal dog get eaten and killed by a dog.
Oh my or God. Just, that's even, dark.
Yeah. Not even that. Just in general, sometimes you deal with situations with your dog that just becomes really annoying and tiresome.
Yeah, no, my dog, he had this phase where he kept saying the word hella a lot, and it was getting like really old.
Is your dog like a parrot?
No.
So your dog was saying this word?
Like, kind of. Like, you can feel like that was his vibe. Like, he's clearly being sassy and saying outdated phrases.
It's so interesting when you can definitely tell that your animals have their own like little personality, and when you know that they're mad or upset with you,
like,
you know?
Yeah. Like, don't even give me that face. I'm really sick of it.
Exactly.
You get it.
So, speaking of dogs, and the reason why I bring up dogs is because in Seaport Fort Point. Yeah, there you are. Tongue twister for
Fort
you.
Fort Point.
Seaport Fort Point. In there, they have...
there.
All these tongue twisters, you know, these words. I wonder how they go about saying this, you know, when they are in school and writing where exactly. I'm from Seaport, Four Point. Instead of Sacramento, California, you know. Anyways, so a luxury condo tower in Fort Point has taken some crazy actions upon their tenants in regards to the dog owners.
Is this about kind of like, what about dogs? Is it the... the shedding? Is it the...
It's... honestly, it's the poop.
The poop. Oh, man, it's a problem.
It's the dog feces is the problem, literally.
Do you pick up your dog's poop?
I do. Actually, I always pick up my dog's poop. When I'm at my own house, my home, you know, there's sometimes I designate a specific day to where I'll go out and just pick up all the poop.
Yeah.
But right now, I've been staying in a hotel because I've been getting some renovations in my house. So when you take your dog out, pick up your dog's poop, you know, when it's just on in the grass, people can potentially step on it, workers are going,
yeah, other dogs good fertilizer. I mean, like, I think I'm doing people a favor if I don't pick it up.
In some means, right? Well, no, I don't think you're doing a favor because it's not, you don't want it to fertilize that just one specific area without it helping.
Well, that's why I always make my dog go in the gardens.
You go everywhere, huh?
You know, I make sure that if they're going to go to the bathroom, they do it in somebody else's garden.
That's so me. You don't even
know.
No,
it's
it
good. It's fertilizer. It's good for the plants.
I don't think it's 100% good in all means because it doesn't have all the right chemicals involved with the fertilizer.
Well, agree to disagree. I'm feeling like it's a good system for me.
But this condo in Fort Point, their management at 315 on A, which opened in 2014, they have made a new ruling saying that their... the new animals that come in for the tenants have to be DNA tested.
Wow.
Yeah. And I find that really weird for you to go and DNA test your dog. One, just as a normal pet owner, you don't go and find the DNA of your dog. Just me as a normal human being. Not everybody even knows their own specific blood type. So the fact that you're now going to ask a tenant to go and DNA test their dog, mind you, I'm sure DNA testing is not cheap on a dog at all either. Just going to get a normal appointment at the veterinarian sometimes is like $140 fee just to be seen.
Yeah.
So it's just irate to me that you would, a condo is requiring them to test their dogs because of the excess amount of feces and poop that they've been finding all being laid out on the sidewalk. It's becoming a hazard and a problem to the neighborhood as well as the apartment, the other tenants that potentially don't have animals, as well as the apartment owners. So they believe that if the owner lets their dog poop outside, potentially not pick it up, they will be facing a $110 fine. And in my personal opinion, I do think that they should have to face a fine if they don't pick up their own dog's poop, pick up after your dog, because for one, you live in a public area. You should pick up after your animal. This is disgusting.
And it's a luxury condo. I mean, it kind of.
Exactly. For one, just to live in a one bedroom at this place is over $2,000. So they're very on top of making sure that the luxury is on point. And they don't want any people to disturb what's going on, especially you don't want to walk past or even just as a bystander walking across the street. You don't want to see a whole bunch of dog feces
It's not appealing for a $3,000 apartment.
Yeah. I think that it's okay for this apartment to make them pay a fine. But the fact that they're also making them do the DNA testing to show like, hey, since you didn't pick up your dog's poop, this was your dog. I know for sure it was your dog. We DNA test your dog. Now we're testing the poop. It matches the DNA. You're paying this fine. That's just like you don't have another system like cameras or something to show that they didn't pick up their dog poop. I think there was.
For the record, I don't make my dog poop in the garden. That is just totally a joke. I do want to say, though,
Jordan,
that like
right.
On one hand, how ridiculous is it? I guess I'm going to say the same sentiment. I mean, why? What's the point? It's just a dog. It's just poop. I mean, it's a pain in the butt, but just pick it up. Like, you know, help. I feel like DNA testing in anything other than a murder or like a robbery
right?
is something a little bit too far.
I agree with you.
I'd love to see the face of somebody that like, no, it wasn't my dog, with their arms crossed, and all of a sudden they see the results and they're like, yeah, not only did you not pick up your dog, but you've lied. You're a terrible person in two different aspects.
Yeah. And then it's just like, how could you get out of this lie? How could you just got caught so badly? The fact that your dog was DNA tested. There's no means to get around this. And I just find it interesting in the fact that they are now taking it so far to have to DNA test the dogs. Was there just so much poop in so many areas that they were like, the cameras aren't working, everybody should sleep in their dog?
Tasia, there's nothing I appreciate more than whenever somebody that did something terrible when they thought it was anonymous have to be faced with the fact that they weren't anonymous. I mean, it's one thing if the person was like, yeah, that was my dog's poop, my bad, I was just in such a rush, or I didn't even realize I was looking away and I didn't see that he pooped. But if it's somebody that's like an internet troll that just said something terribly mean, and then you go outside and there's like 10 people that are like, why'd you say that, bro? That wasn't fun.
Why'd you say that, bro?
That wasn't cool.
That was not cool.
I love that. I love it. Where it's like, I'm sorry, because then they eventually have to apologize for like, I'm sorry, I thought I could do something bad without anyone finding out. Like,
yeah, and that's the sad part about this situation is that this is people's money you're playing with.
Yeah.
So there's nothing not going to be found out about this. Mind you, it's already a $50 fee to have a dog in general. They don't allow specific dogs such as Rottweilers, American
I don't think that's a we'll say okay a Sapphire, let's call it that.
They're like a different type of pit bull, put it that way.
The
different terriers, as well as they don't allow any cane corsos, but they do allow American and English bulldogs, which is interesting. I think just the simple fact that it was like a luxury hotel, and yeah. that dog came from, you know, the British and the luxury people. They were like, okay, that
I think that's a weird
that
connection to make,
okay.
but I'm like, yeah, sure, like, okay.
Well, because
yeah.
it was a genetically modified dog to begin with.
I think all of them are, aren't they?
You know, except some of them, the mutts. I think some of them are, you know, a little yeah. real. 100% real.
There's a real dog out there.
But also in regards to this condo is that they're not only facing problems with their tenants in regards to the dogs, they're also facing problems in regards to their lounging situations. For instance, they have this 24/7 lounge that they used to give out to all the tenants to be able to use throughout the night, anytime the dogs were even able to go in there. But now they're making the rule change to it closing at midnight.
Yeah.
And owners are so mad, saying, I'll still be in there past midnight curfew. If you come in there to arrest me, just know that you'll be getting some nice little kisses from my dog after you take me in the handcuffs. And I'm just like, this is just taking it to another level of people's frustration with their dogs.
Too,
yeah, like, exactly. The customers, the tenants as well.
I guess, I mean, I understand that if you're paying so much, you're hoping to get what you pay for it. And whenever anything changes, even if it's minor,
yeah.
the milk goes from 2% to like soy, you can get mad about it, right? Like, because
people
you
don't
pay
like
to
change.
Do it.
Very
hate
true.
Change.
People hate change, like, a lot. Yeah, I'm not big on change all the time. Change is necessary in life. You know, you got to take the punches when they come. But. You know,
yeah, some people do whatever they can to avoid it.
I honestly would avoid getting my dog DNA tested unless this condo was going to pay for my dog to be DNA tested.
That's very true. I would not sign up for that, you know, unless they're. But I think that's the case, though, right? Because mm-hmm. they can't make you pay on suspicion that you did it.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure that they would probably have a lot of people leaving and finding new places to live if this continues to happen with all the little pettiness from both sides go on over and over again. So, but we're definitely going to have to take it to a commercial break, but we'll be right back with some more weird news in regards to some more animal situations
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, let's keep it animal themed, at least for another 10.
Definitely, we'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be.
And welcome back to GSMC Weird News. So me and Tasia just talked about something, you know, the dog poop DNA thing.
Yes.
We decided to just kind of change up the show a little bit differently, kind of make it a little bit more fun. We're kind of pulling away from just doing current events all the time. And we're going to still have them, like you saw. That was our current events section. We're going to add some more topics in that don't necessarily have to be within this week. Because I think some of the weirdest news has happened throughout, like, history.
Definitely.
So,
definitely.
Right now, we are going to be talking about a fun historical, like, weird news section.
Yeah.
This one is going to be a small little list of, you know, famous people with weird pets.
Yes. All of their different exotic animals that they like to keep at home with them.
Yeah. So, this is our weird news history section, which could also be an animal section, but we're going to keep it just history for right now.
Yeah. We, you know, we're animal lovers for sure, so
yeah,
might as well throw
so.
Some animals in that history segment.
Well, who wants to start off, me or you?
I think you should start off, Jordan.
Okay, I can do this. My first, you know, history section right here is going to be about Ivan the Terrible and the fact that he was a big lover of bears. So, yeah, well, wait until I finish it. It only gets more optimistic from there.
Okay.
So, Ivan the Terrible, nice guy, as you can tell by the name. He was a big fan of torturing people and, you know, killing people. And
yes.
He did a lot of different ways of going about that. But it was often said that he would keep two or more bears in special dens in his castle. So just possibly just multiple bears hanging around in one room. And that they were like starved on purpose. So when sometimes they would throw prisoners to the bears.
Oh,
lunchtime.
My gosh.
So yeah, Ivan the Terrible, not a great guy. It kind of sounds like a weird villain from like a comic book, right?
Yeah.
I understand why he got the name.
I guess it's kind of easy way to dispose of the bodies if, you know, you just throw them to the bears.
Just throw them to the bears,
throw them to the bears, and they will definitely attack.
So, and that sounds like something I didn't, I guess you could always see that in history, but what Ivan the Terrible, he was famous for executing people in the weirdest ways possible. This is no exception to that. It does sound like something that's inspired a lot of, like, I don't know, James Bond, a lot of, like, Superman things along those lines. But it's one of those stories that when you hear it, you go, oh, God, history's so messed up. What about the cool stuff, like crossing the Delaware?
Yeah, I find this to be very unsafe, though. Did he interact with the bears? I wonder how.
I think
he was
he's trying to make
them,
the bears,
you know,
stay pissed off as long as possible.
Right, for sure. If he was, you know, making them go hungry and
yeah. Did you ever watch James Bond movies? Like,
honestly, not in depth. No.
No, that's totally fine. Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, for sure.
You remember the sharks with lasers on them?
Yeah.
That's what I kind of think. Like, this is basically sharks with lasers, right? You're just keeping them in a room and waiting till they get pissed off.
Yeah, and just having them just, you know, swimming and swarming under there, just running around in the backyard.
Yeah, with a few lasers now.
Imagine what that would look like, though. This is just like, it's going to turn into a scary movie when you throw the guy out there to the bears. Like, that would look so gruesome.
I would just, I would have a swimming pool and I would fill it with sharks. I would fill it with bears.
I don't know if they can swim. Like
elephants,
that.
They're really
they're,
tough.
Unless you do pole bears.
Well, no, I'm just, they don't have to swim. They just have to maybe lounge in there, just float around, you know?
Well, speaking of swimming animals, in Roman, they had a fond want to have eels. As
eels.
Animals, eels, yes, an actual eel.
So it was popular back then for the rich to kind of have eels just hanging around because they were really, you know, they loved them. They
yes,
were big fans of the eels.
And they were considered a delicacy to have as a pet and as an animal. People would also dress them in, like aristocrats would dress them in extravagant jewelry as well as when the animal died, they like literally whelped its death like an eel. Imagine you just like, it's a little eel, like a little squirmy swimming snake potentially, and they definitely mourn these deaths of these animals. They keep them around with them as well. And I wonder if these eels were the kind that like shock you.
Yeah.
Like did they have any like powers to them like these eels?
I think yeah, there was a bit of deadliness in them. Yeah.
And they also used them with their slaves too, like as something that they tortured their slaves with. So I would think that if, for instance, that they did have ones that were electrocuting, you know, they keep the slaves like in pools of like 6,000 eels and torture them, make them scared, torture them. That would be cool.
That's not cool. That's really terrible.
I know, but what else would you do? It's like having bears in your backyard. It's like, what do you do with these eels?
I guess it's hard to argue with the ethics or the logic of...
Or unless you kept them in like a nice aquarium with like sharks and it would just be like pretty things moving along, you know?
I'm going to tell the story, and this one's going to be a bit more lighthearted. Let's end on a happy note.
I think we've got
two terrible ones. Let's end with a good one.
Yeah. What is some more like interesting, more tamed animals to live
Mine
with?
Is going to be also about a bear, but it's a bit of a friendlier story. This is about Lord Byron. So
Lord Byron sounds nicer.
It's Lord Byron the Massacre. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. So Lord Byron in 1805, he became a student at Trinity College.
Mm-hmm.
The college authorities told him that pet dogs were banned. And he was really annoyed by, like, come on, it's a dog. He was so annoyed, actually, that he brought a bear to school, a tame bear. And he argued that because, you know, your college, your banning pets thing mm-hmm. said nothing about bears. It just said dogs and cats and things along those lines.
Yeah, so he took it very literal.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the bear along with me. But it was kind of like, well, you know, come on, you can't do that. Come on, Byron, stop it. But he's somebody that I guess throughout history, and we're probably going to be talking about him more later on, mm-hmm. was kind of like bending the rules and always trying to like have fun with it. Like, he sounds like a fun person to hang out with.
That's cool. I wonder how like nice and he, that just sounds like the fluffy bear. You know, you just want to go and hug and play with that bear, that little cub.
So I have a bear story with Lord Byron. Okay. Mm-hmm. So one thing that he enjoyed doing with his bear is that he would ride in a carriage with it, okay?
Oh,
and cool. He's riding in the carriage with a bear just sitting by him doing its thing, and it would be very late at night, and he would pick up like a poor person that's just needing a ride, and the poor person would get into the car. And so while the poor person's there, he's starting to talk with Lord Byron a little bit, and uh-huh. it's too dark to really see that there's a bear there. He thinks it's just a big, burly-looking person. So the guy he's talking to,
well,
him,
yeah,
because like
you
having,
wouldn't assume,
yeah,
a bear's
why
there.
Would a bear be there? It's obviously a big lumbering man.
Yeah.
So the guy's, you know, doing that while Lord Byron pretends to sleep. He closes his eyes and does a fake snore. The guy, out of like awkwardness, I mean, he's in a nice carriage. He's gonna talk, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's talking and he's talking and he's talking to Lord Byron's friend, the big guy who's standing right there. Hey, how are you?
The bear. That's
a nice coat that you have right there. It looks very nice. You know, it's looking good. What about those politics nowadays, right? And he's trying, and they always get frustrated because, you know, they're trying to have a conversation with somebody that's just a bear. So at one point, after this is happening for so long, he talks to the bear and he's like, come on. What? He's, you know, the guy's starting to get frustrated. Like, why isn't this guy replying to anything I say? But whenever they pass by a lantern or when the sun starts to bring out, you know, it's dawn's breaking, he sees that it's a bear. And every time the person would scream their head off and jump out of that carriage.
And they got scared every time thinking it was just a person, but it was really a bear.
Yeah, it was just a little prank they played on them.
I would... Honestly, that's a good prank for Halloween coming around now, you know?
Bringing a tame bear. I feel like having a tame bear opens up a lot of possibilities in life.
I would be scared for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Well, with that closes our history section. So stay tuned. Stick around while we talk about our last thing of stories.
Yes. And yeah. We'll be right back with some more weird news.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to Weird News. And to close off our show, like Jordan said, we are going to like switch things up a little bit. And for this segment, we wanted to, you know, bring some more entertainment back into the weird news.
This is your thing, right?
Yeah, I like entertainment.
Yeah.
It's always interesting. Definitely check me out on entertainment podcasts as well.
Definitely.
So for this weird entertainment thing, we wanted to bring out some weird game shows that people are, you know, contributing themselves to and playing in as well.
So as you guys know, game shows mm-hmm. historically have either been guilty pleasures, I mean, incredibly entertaining, very weird, or went off like, oh god, that's the dumbest idea I've heard.
People do a lot to win money, for sure, if you can win money on game shows.
Yeah.
And entertainment, like, it's fun at the end of the day.
No, it is. It's I think that game shows, though, it has the potential to be the weirdest thing. Like, Tasia, whatever you think of a game show, like, uh-huh. bizarre, does anything come to mind like, oh god, that one, I can't believe they...
When I think of like a really cool game show, I think of like Wipeout, you know?
Wipeout, what's that?
You never heard of Wipeout?
No.
Wipeout is where it's like a course you're running. It's a whole bunch of, say you're at a jump house type of place, And there are all those type of obstacle courses, but you're on top of water and you're running around. And next thing you know, this big old like fish just comes out and punches you, and you have to go and jump on different things and get through different, just a whole bunch of different obstacle courses with all these different blow up tools and
yeah,
blow
up. Yeah, it's like a Ninja Warrior.
Exactly, but okay. Ninja Warrior is a little more intense and more body and power, versus Wipeout is more just about trying to stay on top of the foam without falling into the water and okay. getting to the next step. Well, Wipeout, I mean, American Ninja Warrior is more about agility.
Yeah,
put that
okay.
way.
So one that comes to mind for me is this Japanese game show called Banzai. Whenever I think of like weird game shows, I always think Japanese. So there's this one show, Banzai, mm-hmm. where people do these weird things, like how many marshmallows can somebody fit in their mouth, or which one of these guys actually has like a hemorrhoid or something like that.
Yeah.
And they give you a time to like place bets on the show where it's like, okay, let's bet $20. I think it's D. Okay, I think it's B. Or I think it's 12. I think it's 15. And then you kind of find out the show. So it's a show that's made for betting. So yeah, it's just one of the many Japanese shows that make you go, oh, that's really okay. You guys do it differently. That's still fun. I enjoy
it. You guys do it differently.
So there's another one, and this is going to go into our list. It's called Find the Chair. Now, we've talked about Find the Chair a little bit before.
Yeah.
So Find the Chair is a show where you are blindfolded and placed in a big room, and you have to find a chair to sit on. Now, that sounds...
It sounds like it wouldn't be that hard since you're in a room with just one chair, right?
Yeah, you're just in one chair. I guess it's like pin the tail on a donkey, but on a much larger scale.
Uh-huh.
And the stakes are higher because you can't like just not pin a donkey. You can fall down.
Yeah. And that's why I think also some people might place bets on that, like who fell
the least
amount of times.
A lot of Japanese game shows, and when we were doing the research for this, I kind of found most of them seem like betting kind of shows. You know what I mean? Like they seem like they have more potential to like figure out, oh, okay, that's... You do that, all right? I bet he's going to do that. Whereas we're doing it where we're watching to see them win money. I feel like in Japanese game shows, typically, there are people watching are trying to win money themselves. Uh-huh. So find the chair is just being blindfolded and hope that you sit in the right place. But as we could see from the videos that we saw before this, doesn't always work out for them.
No, it doesn't always work out at all. Speaking of not always working out in another chair situation, there's this show called Oh Sit, and this is literally the name of the show.
Oh Sit.
Oh Sit! Exclamation point. And
where's this one? Is this Japan too?
No, I think it's in America.
Okay, so this is an American game show.
This is an American game show.
We can be just as weird.
Yes, and the weird part about this is that no one really took seriously the fact that musical chairs would turn into
a game show
or any type of show. Honestly speaking, musical chairs is very dangerous.
You think so?
No, I know so. I was in crutches for 2 weeks in high school because of musical chairs.
What?
Yes, I got...
In high school?
Yes, I was a... junior in high school.
It was not even like a freshman. You're upper class.
Yes, I got a contusion in my knee because from playing musical chairs, it got that serious of us competing in school and like rally games and competing against the other classes that she was a senior and I was a junior and we were running to get to that one last chair and she ran into me. She was a soccer player as well.
Oh, did she do it on purpose?
Well, she did it on purpose to get to the chair. I don't think she did it on purpose to hurt me.
Oh, but she was trying to, like,
yeah,
stop.
But mind you, after I sat in the chair first, and then she sat on my lap, not realizing, like, I got here first. So she, yeah, musical chairs.
You got to watch out for soccer players. They'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah. And speaking of this show, Oh Sit, it can get a little intense. And they add obstacle courses to this musical chairs game to make it interesting as well. So not only do you have to run in a circle to get to your chair, you also have to go through an obstacle course to get to the chair. But reasons why I also say it's dangerous is because they legit actually give these people in the game show a helmet, you know, knee pads and elbow pads as well. So this is not necessarily all fun and games all the time. This is intense.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I wish I had some knee pads when I played musical chairs in high school because then I probably
wouldn't
have been
in crutches. It, well, Okay, I'm going to tell you another American version of this show as well. I guess, Japan's not so weird after all, or at least we do a good job keeping up. So there's this show called Man vs. Beast. Man vs. Beast is a show where people are pitted against animals to do, like, strength tasks or speed tasks or something like that.
Wow.
So, like, one of them included an elephant that was up against 44 little people pulling a jet plane. That's the kind of level of the show.
That's intense right there. Like, an elephant and then 44 little people. I wonder how much strength all the little people had together in regards to one elephant. Because just in general, that elephant would be really, really strong.
Right now, I'm watching one that was a man racing against a giraffe. So it's just like, who's better at running, giraffes or people? Who's better?
I think giraffes would win. They have longer legs, longer stride to move.
You'd be surprised. Sure. This guy really kept up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Human victory.
I know. That would be nice to be in a
I feel like a giraffe could outrun us, but you've got like athletes doing the show, you know.
True. You know, some Olympic runners over here, they definitely can probably win that giraffe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Competing against cheetahs and stuff in Africa.
Okay, well, we've got time for one more show, Tasia.
Right?
It's going to be a fun one, though. Or I'd say it's probably the least, you know, climatic out of the ones we've seen right now.
Yeah.
It's called Touch the Truck.
And I think this one is a little more normal.
People
definitely have done this before.
More boring.
It's also been, like, seen on, like, you know, TV shows, like, even that are not game shows.
Yeah, like, just, this is kind of a competition that's been around a long time. Someone just decided, let's make a game out of it.
Yeah.
So, Touch the Truck is from United Kingdom, good old UK. We know her as England and whatevers. Touch the Truck comes from people that have to see who can touch a car the longest in order to get the car. Now, this is going through bathroom. This is going through sleep. Just how long can you keep your hand on this vehicle?
Yes.
They even had a webcam where at any point in time, you can watch people just holding a truck.
The whole entire time throughout the night. Like, literally, like, that's so hard to hold your bladder, everything. I've even seen this happen before, not necessarily with cars or trucks, but also on the show Grey's Anatomy, they did it with a dress.
That 70s show, yeah.
Yeah, they did it with the wedding dress.
Malcolm in the Middle. Everybody's got a touch the truck moment.
How long can you keep your hands on that object before it becomes yours for free? I think that it'll become really hard, honestly, to just stand there and keep your hand on a truck, not move. I would hope you're able to switch hands eventually.
This seems like a show I wouldn't want to see, but I would love to see the highlights of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I would love to see the winner, how it won, the highlights, when people decided to, like, you know, pass out or pee on themselves or anything that, you know, for
Which
sure.
Which is, I guess, like a bad thing of us, right? Like, to want to see people suffer. But that's all of game shows mostly. I mean, unless it's a trivia thing. It's all reality
TV. It's all about
TV.
The entertainment, you know? Yeah. Which, it's all about the drama, which keeps it interesting, what makes it more fun.
You're right. And with that, I think that's the end of our show.
Yes.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're still working around it. But weird news. So if you guys did like us, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Facebook, and also, let's not forget, following us on Twitter.
And our network website.
GSMCpodcast.com. Thank you very much.
And I'm your co-host, Tasia.
I'm your host, Jordan.
And this is Weird News. Catch you guys later.
See you next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.